From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. How quickly another week has passed. Is it not a joy to be able to gather once more around the Word of God? I would like to thank all those who have contacted us since our last program, requesting tapes. May the Lord bless His Word to all who hear it through these tapes. Today we will be looking at Mark chapter 14, the verses 22 to 25, where we have Christ instituting the communion service. That's an important passage. But before I turn to it, I'd like to play a hymn. And I want to dedicate this hymn to Mrs. Marjorie Carson of Ballymoney, whose husband, Nevin, went to be with Christ last Tuesday. I have known both of them since I was a student, and that's quite a number of years ago. Mr. and Mrs. Carson were also faithful listeners to our Monday morning program. Nevin had been a stalwart in our Ballymoney church since its beginning, and you're going back nearly half a century. To Mrs. Carson and her son Ewell, and daughter Jane, and their respective families, and indeed every Christian who has had a loved one depart to be with Christ in recent days, let me dedicate this beautiful hymn, He the Pearly Gates Will Open, and it's sung for us by the SMS Singers of Greenville in South Carolina. May the Lord comfort those who feel the loss of a husband, of a father, of a friend at this time.
Love divine, so great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through test of time.
So great and wide.
May I remind our listeners of our program tonight at 9 o'clock, when we will continue our study of Ephesians chapter 5, the verse 15. We have entitled the study, The Christian on a Tightrope. I will also play another extract from the sermon I preached just after the murder of the two little girls in England, Holly and Jessica. I have received many requests for the free copies of this sermon that I am offering. I hope that you will send for yours. Tune in tonight then at 9 o'clock. Now let's read Mark chapter 14, the verses 22 to 25. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless this reading from his word. We're going to look at the instituting of the Lord's Supper today. How many are familiar with the terms the Lord's Supper, the communion service, the Eucharist, but are entirely ignorant of the passages of Scripture recording the establishing of this service and what the Saviour had to say about the purpose of this sacrament? We have four accounts of the instituting of this remembrance feast, here in Mark, but also in Matthew chapter 26, the verses 26 to 29, Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20, and Paul's record in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the verses 23 to 25. The Saviour and his disciples had just partaken of the commemorative Passover feast in which they recalled the deliverance of Israel out of Egypt. Indeed, it is clear that the Passover feast was just finishing when the Lord's Supper was instituted. Verse 22 reads, And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body. They were still eating the Passover when the Saviour instituted this new feast. One had not finished before the other had begun. Using the same emblems and symbolic materials employed in the Passover feast, the Saviour institutes a new feast of the same character, the communion feast. It was an exceedingly simple affair, no more complex than a supper of bread and wine. Three things I want you to notice in this passage. First of all, the feast was eaten in a spirit of self-examination. The disciples had been stirred up to look closely at themselves by the words of Christ in verse 18. Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. The response to that assertion was one of soul-searching on the part of the disciples present. And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him, one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? Verse 19. It is very likely, as is believed by many commentators, that Judas had withdrawn from the company of the disciples by the time the Saviour instituted the communion feast. And it reminds us, you know, that those who would partake of this communion feast must truly belong to the band of Christ's disciples, and even they must search their hearts to see that they remember the Saviour's death in a proper frame of mind and heart and soul. We are commanded to remember the Lord's death at the communion service in the same frame of self-examination as existed amongst the disciples that night. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the verses 26 and 27. The bread and wine of themselves have no power to do us good. But if we come to the communion feast in the right spirit, the right frame of mind, very conscious of our unworthiness, then we shall enjoy precious fellowship with the Lord and communing with him do our souls much good. As the honey bee must settle on the flower and probe its petals in order to partake of the nectar, even so must we draw near to Christ in spiritual fellowship and by faith feast upon him, if we are to do our souls good. Secondly, the feast was instituted to commemorate the sacrifice of Calvary. These emblems of him, the bread and the wine, are to remind us of his titanic struggle for our salvation on the cross. In Luke chapter 22, the verse 19, we read, "This do in remembrance of me." The symbols were not merely to be looked at, but they were to be eaten. What does that teach us? Is it not the simple truth that it is not enough to know of Christ and his death on the cross, but there must be a spiritual partaking of the Saviour? The Lord Jesus had used bread and the eating of it on former occasions to illustrate how the sinner partakes of him. "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." John 6:35. He calls himself the bread of life, and if we would enjoy that life, we must eat of him. Now, what does it mean to eat of him? He tells us when he says, "He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." To eat of Christ is to come to him and believe upon him. This is spiritual feasting. Believing on Christ is how we partake of the benefits of his cross and so nourish our souls, just as by eating bread we nourish our bodies. Thirdly, the feast must be a means of looking forward. "Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Mark 14, verse 25. The symbolic feasting with Christ in the communion service reminds us of the literal feasting that will take place upon the Saviour's return. This symbolic feast will end at Christ's return. Then, in the manifested, visible kingdom of God, when the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever, Revelation 11:15, the saints of God will sit down with Christ at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19:7. Dear listener, have you the right to sit down at the table of the Lord? Are you looking forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb? Only those who have the experience of embracing Christ by faith may remember his death in his own appointed fashion and look forward with joy to his return in power and glory. I trust that you have enjoyed God's word today. Remember tonight at 9 o'clock, join with us then. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.